Happy Thursday, everybody. No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this July 6th, 2017. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. If you're of a certain age, you'll remember this firsthand. For decades, the divide between East and West characterized by something called a Cold War. Remember? On the European stage, this often played out in endless debates over missiles. But today, as President Trump addressed thousands of people in Central Europe, in Poland to be specific, his message wasn't weighed down by warnings of Russia's military might, but something else. Its role as an energy provider. Now, for a president who hasn't criticized Russia much, at least not publicly, his message to the Poles was nothing if not notable. Essentially, he was saying, don't be held hostage by Russia. Now, let that sink in. Just a few weeks ago, Poland got its first shipment of liquefied natural gas, LNG, from a port just west of the Sabine. And with new natural gas export centers going online in Corpus Christi, Texas could very well become a key player in a high-stakes geopolitical battle between Russia and the U.S. Tom DeChristopher is energy reporter for CNBC, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
President Trump speaking in Warsaw, saying he wants to increase exports of natural gas to European countries. That sounds, like a sales pitch that a president might make visiting a foreign country, but you seem to suggest that this is actually a keynote of a sort when it comes to the United States and its future with Europe, potentially.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I think that President Trump really wants to look to Europe as a potential destination for increased natural gas exports from the United States. You know, we're building a lot of liquefied natural gas export terminals, which is natural gas cooled into liquid form, which can then be shipped overseas. And there's a big demand in Europe right now for a more diverse supply of energy products, including natural gas. This is largely to diversify their supplies away from Russia, which has a very, very dominant position in the European Union.
Let me stop you right there, because this is what takes this story from being just a business story and makes it a kind of geopolitical story with a whole lot of intrigue, it seems. Are we looking at a new kind of Cold War over natural gas?
You know, I think it's important to put this in context. You know, for a lot of countries, getting LNG imports is really a way of diversifying. It would be very, very difficult for the United States to really significantly draw down the amount of natural gas that the European Union gets from Russia. Mm-hmm. You know, pipeline gas, as I'm sure you know, is just much, much cheaper than LNG imports. You know, it can be put right in the pipeline and it goes right there. It doesn't need to go through this complicated process and be shipped overseas. But, you know, there definitely is some tension here. There's definitely a sense that the United States is trying to take some food off of Russia's table. And that's been a goal of some of these European countries. You know, they really have tried in the last few years to better connect their natural gas pipeline systems in order to protect themselves should Russia turn off the taps, which they have done in the past. They did it in 2008, and they did it again in 2014 when, the hostilities in Ukraine broke out.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Just look at his quote from today. We are committed to securing your speaking in Poland, President Trump. We are committed to securing your access to alternate sources of energy so Poland and its neighbors are never again held hostage to a single supplier of energy. Surely he's trying to make the case that you're going to need to pick East and West. We're going to be able to provide an alternative to what has been the status quo.
That's right. I mean, that was a not so thinly veiled reference to Russia. Now, he never actually said Russia, but everybody who was sitting at that table, all the world leaders who were at that table of this Three Seas Initiative, these 12 nations from Eastern and Central Europe, they all knew exactly who he was talking about. And later in a speech to the Polish people in Warsaw, you know, he mentioned that Russia really needs to rein in its destabilizing activities. Now, that is one of the harshest things that President Trump has said about Russia. You know, that line got a lot of cheers from the Polish people, as did the line about the Polish people and its neighbors being held hostage at certain points in its history. That drew a lot of cheers.
It's hard to overlook then the role, if this continues apace, hard to overlook the role that Texas and frankly our sister Louisiana could well face in this next sort of chapter.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, by 2020, the U.S. Energy Information Administration expects that U.S. LNG will account for about a fifth of LNG capacity around the world. We'll
wow.
be the third largest in capacity, behind only Qatar and Australia. That's huge. And as you know, you've got two LNG terminals, I believe, in Corpus Christi and Freeport
right.
that are, you know, in the works right now. That's a huge opportunity for those communities. You know, it's certainly a challenging outlook coming in the next few years as we have this massive amount of LNG hitting the market. Not quite enough demand to completely sop that up. But the U.S. is definitely going to be a huge player, and they're going to be fighting tooth and nail to get these long-term contracts on which LNG players depend.
And obviously using it for strategic purposes as well. Tom DeChristopher, energy reporter for CNBC. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks for having me.